This is Ted Kennedy. Does President Bush want a civil rights bill in 1991 or a campaign issue in 1992? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, after all the hullabaloo on civil rights and all of President Bush's smokescreen about quotas, the fog is lifting. The whole debate is boiling down to one very simple question. Should employers be allowed to discriminate against women and minorities by using hiring tests that have no relation to their ability to do the job? Two examples, Al. Can employers discriminate against minorities by refusing to hire janitors without a high school diploma? Can they discriminate against women by rejecting single parents with children? Republican Senator Jack Danforth of Missouri deserves credit for cutting through President Bush's Willie Horton tactics and demonstrating what's at stake. Phony job qualifications are unfair if they encourage race and sex discrimination. Banning that kind of bigotry has everything to do with prohibiting job discrimination and nothing to do with quotas.
Willie Horton, tell us about the Massachusetts miracle, Ted. The only fog I ever see comes out of your ears, and I thought it was steam. Don't blame President Bush for stalling on civil rights. That bill left the House like a speeding locomotive, but when it reached the Senate, you Democrats lost the motive part of it, and now what's left is just plain loco. Ted, Senate Republicans have been bumping Democrats for weeks to get moving on Bush's bill. We want to talk about fairness and how quotas do more harm than good. So cut the race talk, which you love, and let's get down to the real debate. To hear you babble, people might forget it's already illegal to discriminate by race or sex. All your bill would do is scare companies into hiring by race just to keep from getting sued. Get real and move our fine country away from legal discrimination that favors only minorities. It's still discrimination, racism in reverse. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on getting Israel to agree to join in peace talks. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.